Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Oh, we'll miss this when you're gone on vacation, Ron. You'll have a lot of time to absorb the good, the bad, and the dumb on your trips. And you'll come back with a whole bunch of them. But here it is, before you leave, the good, the bad, and the dumb, what is the good of the day?
Good of the day. It was unveiled, I don't know if it was last Thursday or Friday, we didn't talk about it, but the Rams Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, look at that.
There are so many, I guess, lack for a better word, Easter eggs. It's like they have an entire replica of their stadium inside this ring.
I know, it's
ridiculous.
These are getting ridiculous. Everyone is, the egos of these teams is getting to a point where what are these rings going to look like 10 years from now? It's going to be ridiculous.
It may not even be a ring. It may be just like you put this like little band and then a hologram pops up.
Are they going to give out rings that have like kryptonite on them or something? Like a rare, can't find it anywhere mineral?
Well, let me
instead of diamonds?
Let's be honest. I mean, it's going to have to change because if we keep having rings like this, we're going to run out of diamonds, aren't we?
Right. Well, I have a question about that. I heard, and I have no idea, I don't know the diamond industry. I heard the diamond industry, this might be a conspiracy theory. I heard the diamond industry is controlled by a select group of people, like a select group of organizations, and that there are many, 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 many diamonds, but they treat them as they're rare, but they are as plentiful as they come.
Interesting.
Yeah, but they're very controlled, extremely controlled, but you can find diamonds in a lot of places, but there's a cartel, if you will. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I kind of found it interesting because it feels like the diamond industry is so persuasive, right? I mean, it's like, guys, your sweetheart, she really won't love you unless you give her this.
Yep.
Right? No matter what you are, no matter how you are, no matter how you treat her, it better have a diamond attached to it or that's it. It's over, you know, because the other guy's ready to give her one. So you better give her one. But yeah, I mean, all of these rings are just loaded with diamonds. I mean, loaded with diamonds.
If you haven't seen this ring, do yourself a favor, take a look at it. It is spectacular. The top part of the ring comes off to reveal the stadium, the Rams stadium on the inside, which is, you know, where they won the Super Bowl.
That's right.
It is complete, even if you look through the side of the ring, because you know how, like, it's not really a dome stadium in Southern California.
Right, right.
It's technically not a dome stadium, even though it has a roof. But this ring mirrors that as well, where you can kind of look through the side. And they have that scoreboard hanging inside the ring. I'm just curious how easy is it to lose that top part of that ring?
I know. That's right.
That thing just pops off your toast, right? I mean, is that worth half the ring or more than half? I don't know.
It's really wild. It's amazing looking. Yeah, it's really, really, really gorgeous.
I mean, what, the Braves had one that lit up on the inside?
Yeah, right? Exactly. But
stadium
but again, I don't know how this, like, down the road, what do you do with these?
Do you know
what I mean? Like how much can you do with a ring? Like, how much can you do before you go, that's it.
That's
like,
too much.
It's too much. We can't do it anymore.
I mean, first of all, I know I could never wear this ring because it would cover like half my hand. I don't have football player hands. Yeah.
Do guys wear it out in public? Like when Matt Stafford and his wife go out to dinner, does he just throw it on or is it like, no, it's for the case. It's for the trophy case. Or does he go, oh, honey, we're going to going out to dinner tonight at Le Cirque. And slides the ring on. Is that what they do?
Because she's putting her jewelry on, and he's like, "Yeah, you know what? Tonight I feel festive.
I feel festive. I think I'll go this." Like, does Brady choose? Like when Giselle and him go out, does he go? Oh,
yeah.
Super Bowl 39, boom! I'll throw that on. Why not? Haven't used this week. I love it, but again, there's going to be some point where the ring makers are going, "What do you want? What do you want now? There's got to be a limit. We can't, you know. Why don't we just make them statues of diamonds next? Forget rings.
You know, I mean, are they going to... You look back, it's kind of funny because when you go to the Super Bowl, and I know you were there, and you take in the NFL experience.
Yeah,
they have what they have a showcase of what the old rings look like,
right?
And they're nothing. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit bigger than a gold band, obviously, but I mean, very extremely modest.
Exactly.
And now you have this one that's just diamond encrusted, and you know the and they always play on the number, like the amount of diamonds means something.
I can't.
I don't know. It's
amazing. Can't wait till Pawn Stars 2028.
Yep.
When somebody goes, "What do you got for me today?" I got a Rams Super Bowl ring that I got through an auction, and then Rick takes a look at it and he's like, "Well, I can tell you right now, it's fake, because the Rams ring had an inscription of the scoreboard on the inside. Yours just doesn't have that.
Yours
unfortunately,
is missing it.
Yours is missing, and all of the Rams players." Had that logo. And then he cuts to the camera and he goes, "The Rams won the Super Bowl after acquiring Matt Stafford from the Detroit Lions and a number of players where they gave up draft picks for players that could help them win now. They play it in an unbelievable stadium, and that was replicated inside the ring." And then the guy's disappointed because he thought he was going to pay for his kid's college education with it. And he walks out and he goes, "Well, you win some, you lose some." And then they go on to the next person.
Or he got the ring, but it's a... it's like one of the rings you hand out to
right.
a secretary.
Exactly.
That doesn't, it's not, they don't really have all the diamonds.
Exactly. You don't really quite. It's not like it's Aaron Donald's ring.
Maybe there's a few diamonds on there, but most of it's cubic zirconia.
Right. Exactly. All right. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. While one of their all-time greats was being inducted into the Hall of Fame, Tony.
Yeah.
The Red Sox did the rare and gave up. Hold on. By the way, you don't want to know what another thing that's bad? Our mouse broke on the computer that I needed.
That's...
So it's actually further away, so I actually have to kind of slide all the way over to my right. I mean, first world problems, right?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway,
still a problem.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
But the Red Sox, I don't know if you saw this, gave up, they gave up an inside the park grand slam.
That was one of the wildest plays I've seen in a long time.
Before you talk about it, let's listen to it.
3.44 ERA and now his 35th outing. First pitch swinging, left on left, and Raimel Tapia soars it to center. Jaron Duran trying to locate it, and it lands back on the warning track.
Oh, boy.
Gurriel and Espinal score. Jansen in as well. Tapia to the plate, and it is a grand slam. Inside the park from Raimel Tapia. Wow.
So not only have they been giving up, did they give up an inside the park home run, they went on to lose that particular game 28-5.
It was awful. The outfielder, who I can't remember now,
he's not playing long, right?
Yeah, he just gave up.
He didn't even run to it.
He didn't even run to it. He gave up.
So
he didn't even make an effort. Even though there was another outfielder that was going after the ball, he still didn't show any desire to go get that either.
So they are in the middle of probably their worst stretch of games ever, Tony. In their last five games, all five losses, they last won a game on July 15th.
Yep.
Their last five games, they have a run differential of minus 54.
Yeah, exactly. Because the Yankees put up double digits in their games before the All-Star break in the final two games of that series. And then they opened up the second half losing 28-5.
Yep.
Good Lord.
28-5.
I mean, unbelievable. It's amazing how bad they look right now, but they're
But I mean, it's not even that. I mean, yeah, it's how bad they look. You can see this other video. I think it happened yesterday where balls hit to the first baseman. First baseman scoops it up. He throws it over to the pitcher to step on first. Not only does the pitcher miss the bag, but he also falls on his tuchus.
Yeah, exactly. Can anybody play this game?
I mean, it is,
it's terrible.
And the only way to see that video now is to the Benny Hill soundtrack. So, yeah. I mean, it just makes sense.
No, he's going to run around the bases. He's going to make it home. Oh, boy, this is going to be delicious.
But that grand slam, that was horrible.
Horrible.
Horrible
Absolutely
to see.
Absolutely horrible. It's amazing.
It amazed me that guy, because you saw him get out of the box after he hit. Because I can't remember who hit it either. Got out of the box. He was mad because he's, it was like bases are loaded and he popped it up. And yeah, like you can see that he's not going to run hard to first base.
Right. And then you start realizing, then, oh, look at that.
Yeah. He dropped it, and then he just turned on the
afterburners,
and God.
All right. What's the dumb of the day?
Dumb of the day. I'm sorry. I had to do this. I got to go to Devontae Adams.
All right, Devontae Adams, because I know what he's talking about.
He was recently asked about the adjustment going from Aaron Rodgers to Derek Carr, and he said there's always a need of adjustments when going from Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they're close, right? They're good friends, Derek Carr and Devontae.
Yeah, well, they were teammates together in Fresno State.
So they were good friends. So I think he was... You know what it reminds me of? It was just recent. Remember when Taylor Gooch won the live event and said, this is like a Ryder Cup?
Yeah.
And everyone went, dude, slow down. You've never even played in the Ryder Cup. Like, he just got overexcited about partnering up with his teammate and friend that he just compared him to one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play in the NFL.
Yeah.
But it's funny. Like, because you say Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer, Derek Carr is obviously not in the Hall of Fame yet, and may or may not go. Getting in is tough. He's got to win a couple Super Bowls. But
if he wins one, he's tied with Aaron.
I was just going to say, if he wins one, I mean, because I'm trying to think about the degrees, right? Like, there's, in the Hall of Fame, there's Babe Ruth, and then there's, like, some guys that barely got in but got in. They're not the same, but in the Hall of Fame, they're both Hall of Famers. So in that, they're equal, but they're not the same player.
But he's got to sniff.
He's got to get to win a Super Bowl. We will give Eli Manning the Hall of Fame with two Super Bowl rings.
Right.
People are like, nope, I don't want to see him in there. I don't think he deserves to be in there. Derek Carr ain't getting in there without multiple Super Bowls.
Well,
no
way.
Has
he had a... I'm trying to think if he's had a playoff win.
Yeah, he hasn't had the level. Like, even like Aaron Rodgers is going to get away with. Like, if Aaron Rodgers never wins another one,
he's in.
Aaron Rodgers is in by a mile. He's got all the numbers. He's got the records. He looks like a Hall of Famer. He's played like a Hall of Famer.
Five MVP or six
There's
MVP
no
awards.
There's no question about it. Like, the Super Bowls is irrelevant in the conversation about Aaron Rodgers. Derek Carr, he's got to win three or something. I mean, he's not on the level of lighting up the scoreboard, lighting up the record book, all of those things that Aaron Rodgers has done. Because Aaron Rodgers, you can sort of forgive the lack of multiple rings if that's where his career ends.
Well, it becomes a Dan Marino situation.
Right, Dan Marino situation. Right, yeah. Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl, but didn't matter.
One of
Aaron
the greatest
Rodgers
quarterbacks
is in the
ever.
Same boat. Right, Brett Favre only won one. Right, same kind of deal.
Yeah.
Like, again, with Eli Manning, he's got two, but it's not good enough for people. What the heck do you think Derek Carr's career is going to be like if he never gets near the game, right? No way. No way. So slow down on your buddy, man.
I mean, but
slow
I understand where he's coming from because, it was probably a mistake for him to go Hall of Famer, to say the first part.
Right.
Because then what do you say? Yeah, it's an adjustment going from Hall of Famer to that guy.
Right.
You can't say that.
That's a great point. That's probably what happened.
You probably went Hall of Famer shoots to Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Exactly. That's probably what happened.
He'll be in Fresno State's Hall of Fame.
You started off by saying Hall of Famer, and now your brain is frantically trying to fill in an adjective to describe your friend and former teammate, former teammate and current teammate, like your friend, a guy you've known a long time.
You don't want to put down and start
Hall
a controversy.
Hall of Famer is like your brain is only giving you that. And you go, all right, what the hell?
Honestly, what's the worst? I mean, how much worse would it have been if you went, it's an adjustment to go from Hall of Famer to, a pretty good quarterback in Derek Carr.
Right.
He would have been, it's like, oh, there's tension in the Raiders locker room.
Right, exactly. He should have just, if he was smart, adjustment to go from Aaron Rodgers to Derek Carr or whatever. But even then, it's not even a conversation you should be having.
Like, no.
Just try to avoid it altogether. Oh, goodness gracious. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Again, enjoy it because you ain't coming back till when? When is your date? August 8th?
Yeah,
August 8th. So enjoy it 2 weeks from now. You will have another good, the bad, and the dumb, people.
Yeah. And hopefully it's a good, the bad, the dumb.
Yeah, you better be well rested.
I better be bringing it. Basically what you're saying.
Basically, like 2 weeks of being able to, like, you'll be able to go around and be able to.
You know what's
going to
happen? I'm going to come back with three fun stories that I think are awesome. And you're going to be like, oh, wrong, we covered that one.
We covered that one, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, right, we did that. It was a great story.
Good, the bad, and the dumb. You know what? I seriously am going to miss it. It's brought to you by Verizon with their newest unlimited plan, Everyone's Welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for four lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Their best priced unlimited plan ever. For real, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds. So we continue. It's Wake Up Call.